This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Team of Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and today, as always, we have three stories, two of them dealing with fraud. One is just bad. Let's start with fraud, and we go south of the border to Mexico, where family has been outed as scammers after being caught on video placing la cucarachas on their plates at a restaurant so that they can then complain and leave without paying the bill. The Puerto Chalet restaurant in Guadalajara recently took to social media to shame a family of scammers who had threatened to make a scene because of a cockroach they had found in the dishes they ordered unless the restaurant agreed not to charge them for their meal. Now, management, they decided to give in to the patrons' demands just to avoid an unnecessary scandal. However, as soon as the family left, they checked the surveillance cameras and found proof that the whole thing had been premeditated. You see, the family of four can be seen enjoying a feast that would have cost them a pretty penny. Only at one point, the woman at the head of the table can be seen taking out a small container from her purse and emptying its contents over the plates on the table. The cockroach inside, well, doesn't want to fall out of the container, so the woman takes a fork and tries to force the bug out. Now, with the cockroach planted, the family calls a waiter and fakes outrage and disgust over the cockroach that they themselves had planted. After complaining about the incident, the family leaves the Puerto Chalet with all the food they had ordered packed to go, but without paying anything for it. Now, knowing how strict the restaurant's hygiene policy was, the staff immediately checked the surveillance cameras to see how the cockroach may have ended up in the customers' plates, and they were surprised to see the patrons planting the bug themselves. They then uploaded the clip online as a cautionary tale. Well, after the video went viral, a number of ex-users came forward to accuse the same family of having scammed several restaurants in Guadalajara of using the same tactics. And clips and photos of the suspects, including the blonde matriarch who's been dubbed Lady La Cucaracha, have since gone viral online. So they didn't just do it at this restaurant. As soon as they posted it, other restaurants were like, yo, man, that same family had roaches in their food here and here and here. We now go to China, where a company is being accused of tricking hundreds of employees into conducting illegal activities so that it could then fire them without severance pay. So it's called Citic Design Institute. They recently found itself at the center of a huge scandal after several prominent news outlets reported that it had fired around 200 senior employees after accusing them of crimes that one of its managers had lured them into committing. So apparently, the company had been looking for ways to get rid of senior employees with high salaries without offering any financial compensation packages. So it had one of the senior managers lure those employees to various bars or clubs under the pretext of after-work relaxation, where they were tricked into engaging in illegal activities. According to some of the tricked employees, the manager set them up with sex workers and encouraged them to, quote, interact with them, while others claimed that they engaged in gambling and even intentionally lost some money to their superior to retain a good relationship with them, only to later realize they'd been lured into a trap. So after gathering dirty evidence on the employees, the manager will report everything to the company, and then their contracts will be terminated without compensation. As many as 200 employees lost their jobs this way. Well, the company's tactic firstly criticized online, with some social media users pointing out that the terminated employees would have a very difficult time trying to find other jobs because of the record of illegal activities. So not only did the employer fire its senior employees without a severance pay, but it also compromised their chances of getting a job someplace else.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Some dirty stuff there.
And I bet it seemed fun at first.
I'm sure. Look, I don't care who you are. In the moment that you're committing something illegal, it's generally an adrenaline rush or it's fun. But if it comes back to haunt you, that is a problem, right? And now we go to Australia, where authorities there say they've issued an arrest warrant for a man who poured hot liquid on a 9-month-old infant last week.
Jesus.
Sparking a national and international manhunt. Now, the incident occurred around midday in late August. The suspect, whom police describe as a 33-year-old foreign national, has since left the country, and the police are working with national and international partner agencies in this investigation. Now, the Morningside Child Protection Investigation Unit identified the suspect, but on the day of the crime, a group of people were approached by this man, unknown to them, who poured a hot liquid on the baby before he ran away. Now, the infant was taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The child has since been released from the hospital. But security video shows a man running shortly after the attack. The man was last seen wearing a black hat. None of that part matters. This happened a couple weeks ago, but it's actually become an international manhunt for this guy. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. He just walked up. So again, the stories. We had a family in Mexico. This is a family. Keep in mind, they have not quite kids, probably teens with them, as best I can tell from the video, who are intentionally planting cockroaches in their meal so that they can get a free meal from whatever restaurant they are at. We have the company in China who's tricking senior employees into illegal activities so that it can be reported back and they can be fired without a severance pay. And then some coconut in Australia who, for whatever reason, decided to dump hot liquid, presumably coffee, on an infant before just disappearing.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty easy to say that, Miles, the guy in Australia sucks the most.
Correct.
I would agree with that.
Yep. Hot liquid on an infant is just evil beyond evil.
Yeah, totally. I don't know the job situation in China. Is it easy to get a job? Is it hard to give a job? These are hundreds of people, and that's their livelihood. So they can fire them without severance as well, which means that however long they work there, they might not get the retirement. They might not get anything.
They won't. That was the entire point.
So I'm hopefully with the internet and social media, the Guadalajara areas knows about this family now.
They do.
And even though they got away with it for a while, they have been caught. Hopefully it's not the biggest deal in the world, and they will not be able to dine in too many other places until they get busted again. So I'm going to say they suck the least.
I'm with you. I think the family in Mexico sucks the least, mostly because I think you'll agree with me. Like, there's sometimes you know you're kind of getting scammed, but it's like, it's a meal.
It's easier. It's,
yeah, exactly, right? Like, I did a bartender before. Like you know what I mean?
You're
like,
not somebody's fooling me.
Somebody's completely wrong on something or whatever. It's like, you know what? No sweat.
We'll eat the cost.
Yep. I'll take it off the bill, yep, exactly. Even though you have no idea the difference between a black Russian and a white Russian. Not specific. So I think that sucks the least because it's like, all right, like that's a scam. But at the end of the day, it's one family per restaurant.
I think someone on our text line put it best. They agree. They said, look, I read ahead on KISW's Twitter. Mexico family sucks the least. Nobody was forced to break the law and no one was injured, unlike the other two options.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.